This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. For pro-life activists meeting in Louisiana at the National Right to Life Convention, one of the greatest encouragements was the people that were there. Actor Kelsey Grammer, known to millions as Frasier, not only gets along with pro-lifers, but he took time to come and display his pro-life convictions. Grammer listened to presidential candidates expound on the life issue and met privately with candidate Ben Carson. Presidential candidates Rick Santorum, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, and Rick Perry addressed delegates to the pro-life convention. With the backdrop of recent court rulings, Texas Governor Rick Perry highlighted how, as governor, he appointed 6 of 9 current state Supreme Court justices, none of whom are squishy on the sound interpretation of law. Perry said the pro-life movement must also seek out women who have been injured by abortion and let them know there is healing and forgiveness. This is Life News Radio. In the story of the Gentile woman begging for her daughter's healing, Jesus tells us that healing is the bread that belongs to his children. Discover the healing retreats of the John Paul II Healing Center on the web. One retreat is coming to Seattle this August. To register or to bring a retreat to your community, find on the web the John Paul II Healing Center. Friday, the U.S. House decidedly rejected an attempt to reverse the Hyde Amendment with its ban on federal funding of abortion. While Obamacare has found admittedly creative ways of circumventing the Hyde Amendment, this attempt would have actually provided federal funding of some abortions to learn how to do them better. The move was rejected 176 to 245. Abortion advocates admit the Hyde Amendment has spared well over 1 million Americans from abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.